Penguin Audio presents Not Becoming My Mother and Other Things She Taught Me Along the Way, written and read by Ruth Reichel. For you, Mom. Finally. The Mim Tales. My mother's name was Miriam, but most people called her Mim. She was such a character that as a child, I developed a special form of literature. It was known as the Mim Tale. This is one of my favorites. Hurry up, my mother is shouting as she races through our small apartment. We're going to be late again. This is nothing new. My mother is incapable of arriving anywhere on time. But she has just become the leader of my brownie troop, and the powers that be have emphasized the importance of punctuality. She grabs a red hat, crams it onto her head, and dashes for the door. I am right behind her. Just as the door begins to close, Mom shouts, "Oh no, I forgot the snack." "Mom," I moan, "you can't forget the snack again. You forgot it last week." "Don't be fresh," she snaps, inserting herself into the arc of the closing door. "We have no time to shop. Come back in and help me find something delicious." "We don't have anything," I say flatly. "Nonsense," she says, striding to the refrigerator. She surveys the contents with a gimlet eye and gingerly extracts a bowl. It is covered with bright blue fuzz, but she carefully scrapes this off, murmuring, "This must be that chocolate pudding I made last month." She pokes in a finger, tastes tentatively, and says triumphantly, "What a good start." "There's not very much," I say hopefully. I am aware that any mention of the pudding's antique character will be...